Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Pam Harper. Pamela S. Harper is the name on the book, Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She is a coming up on 10-year member of our Brain Trust. She's a performance expert. She's a founding partner and CEO of Business Advancement. She's the host and founder, along with Scott Harper, her partner in business and life, Growth Igniter Radio, and which is a very exciting radio program. And she's our good friend Pam Harper. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And I had fun on your show the other day.
Oh, we loved having you. So many good conversations.
Yeah, I remember when that was just a gleam in your eye. And
yes, that was our vision.
Yeah, it was your vision, and you guys pulled it off. So congratulations on that.
Yes, do you realize it's been 1 year?
I know. I remember when you first started talking about it.
It was.
And
here it is, and it's come to pass, and it's growing bigger and better. Mm-hmm. And it really inspired us to be thinking about all the guests that we've had. And Growth Igniters really means that these are the visionaries.
Yeah.
You're one of them. And the Growth Igniters and visionary leaders and the clients we've had. And we concluded just recently that visionary leadership, which is its own thing, is really so much of an art. And it's so necessary.
An art and not a science.
An art and not a science.
What? Explain yourself.
Well, first of all, I think it's important to be clear about what we mean by a visionary. It isn't just somebody who has a vision.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody who actually challenges the conventional wisdom of their industry, and then they redefine what can actually be done. And that can be anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exciting, and I think we need more of these kind of visionaries out there because the world is changing. It's changing so fast. I mean, there's so many moving pieces to it, and it makes the world a better place if we can tap into what can be done, not that it isn't being done yet.
Well, the issue, as I like to say, Pam, change isn't different. Change hasn't changed. A computer is just a fancy wheel, right?
That's true.
And the thing that's taken our breath away, and more every day, I started saying this 15 years ago, and it's just getting worse, what's taking our breath away is the velocity of change.
Mm.
Right?
It's faster and faster.
The compression of time between models.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a pup, I knew people who had inherited their business from their father, who inherited it from his father, so and all the way back. And they were still operating the same business model. Well, you can't do that anymore.
You can't do that anymore. And there are so many different forces. I mean, it's not just, say, the technology aspects. It's legislation. It's demographics. It's market conditions. It's individual agendas, you
know? Right. And the global marketplace.
Exactly.
And the information that we have at our fingertips. That's
right. And so what I'm saying is that we have to flip that in our favor. So instead of saying, oh, these are things that are impacting negatively upon us, which some people do say, the visionaries are saying, oh, this is more stuff. That means there are new needs. What can we do? Or even in our existing industry, how can we be, as you've talked about so many times, how can we be more relevant to customers?
Mm-hmm.
But even more than that, something that inspires me and something that inspires the people in our organization, so that we can actually be out there. And it's a journey, you know. You
mm-hmm.
have to think about it as a journey. And so because it's a journey and there's no straight path because of all the complications out there, we have to be thinking about what are the decisions that we're making that are going to not only keep that vision in mind, but at the same time build a critical internal momentum as well as external momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the art.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want to talk about.
Another thing that I think is important to talk about is that being a visionary, in my opinion, has two universes. One is the universe that you know, and the other one is the universe that you don't yet know.
Uh-huh.
Meaning, I can be a visionary about my industry, about my company, about things that are familiar to me. By that I mean I can anticipate what things that are familiar to me are going to look like in a year or 5 years.
Uh-huh.
But this compression of change, Pam, has introduced to us worlds that are affecting our lives that are not familiar to us.
You're exactly right, Jim, and that's why I talk about the fact that you can't go out too far. You have to make your decisions mm-hmm. as you go. You can't get ahead of yourself.
And you got to move fast. And we're going to talk about these things after we come back after these messages with our good friend Pam Harper. The book is called Preventing Strategic Gridlock. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.